Stack, this is reading on Deborah Pichetti. That's D-E-B-R-A, Deborah. D as in David. Deborah Pichetti, P-A-C-E-T-T-I. P as in Paul, P-A-C-E-T-T-I. Date of birth is 7-8-62. And date of visit is 9-15-22. Please make copy for Sabine Nguyen. That's S-A-B-I-N-E. Nguyen is N-G-Y. E-N. N-G-Y-E-N. The next paragraph. Dear Sabine, thank you for sending thank you for sending Deborah Pichetti for valuation. Or can you please spell Nguyen as N-G-U-Y-E-N, N-G-U-Y-E-N. Next line, chief complaint is lung nodules and COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a sixty-year-old female who was recently sent for a chest CT. Which apparently demonstrated evidence of bilateral lung nodules. And was advised a pulmonary evaluation. The patient has a prior history of smoking and has COPD. She has an occasional cough. And denied any chest pains, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. The chest CT apparently was done in July. And showed several lung nodules under 5 millimeters. But I do not have the report here as yet. And the patient has had, had no new follow-up chest CTs. Next paragraph, past history has included history for hernia surgery and a history for rapid heartbeat for which she takes metoprolol. She has a history of chronic bronchitis and uses Symbicort. Also has a past history for hypolipidemia and a history for myocardial infarct. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 38 years. Occasional alcohol use. She managed a convenience store. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of ovarian cancer and father had dementia. Next paragraph. Allergies to latex and aspirin. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or flank pains. She has asthmatic symptoms and shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, no reflux, no diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No depression or anxiety. Denies joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, medication list included Crestor 5 milligrams a day, Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, there was no pyloricterus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 112 over 70, pulse is 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 129, saturation 97. HG and ear non-sphalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds. Lung fields are essentially clear. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, there are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is bilateral lung nodules etiology undetermined. Number 2 is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and reactive airways disease. Number 3 is supraventricular tachycardia. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest for follow-up of lung nodules. A complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies and a CBC and a IgE level. Her previous labs done a year ago were unremarkable. The patient was advised to refrain from cigarette smoking and also go for a cardiac evaluation. And she will use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and continue with Symbicort inhaler as before. Follow-up is at approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Sabine Nguyen, MD. That is S-A-B-I-N-E. Nguyen is N-G-U-Y-E-N. Nguyen, MD. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to Susan.